Blog Talk Radio.
Today's episode of the Daphne's New Day show. I have an amazing guest for the first hour, and then you're stuck with me for the second hour. I'll be speaking on front of topics that I think would be fitting for today. My honored guest who is in the virtual green room hanging out is Mrs. Sharon Washington, and I'll bring her on momentarily. But in the meantime, I want to just go ahead and welcome you again to today's show, where our focus is to inspire, educate, and empower our listeners. And we do have a Sunday episode where we deal with life issues, reinventing your life, embracing adversities, or any other empowering things that is happening in the life of my guest. So if you think you have a story that is fitting for either of my episodes, I ask you to please send me an email via the radio site, or you can send me information via my Facebook call. We have callers already on the line, and I will get to my caller momentarily. And I also want to let you know that this first episode is brought to you by Marquee Global Coaching and Personal Development, where our focus is to connect our clients to their authentic core so that they can live an empowered life and also able to live the empowerment life in their communities and to their families as well. So, without any further delay, I want to bring to you live my honored guest out of Maryland, Mrs. Sharon Washington. Mrs. Washington, good morning, and welcome to the A New Day show.
Good morning, Dr. Daphne. How are you today?
I am wonderful. I am so honored to be in your presence. You are doing some magnificent things, and I want to just go ahead and thank my dear friend and colleague, Cheryl Wood, for introducing us. She is another mover and shaker and someone else who I admire a lot. And we have a guest on. I want to just bring the guests on and see if they have something to say instead of just having them waiting on. So if you just bear with me, Mrs. Washington, I will be right back with you.
No worries.
Good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 6742. Good morning. You're on live. Do you have a comment for us this morning, or you're just listening? State your name and where you're calling from, please. Okay, I guess the guests just want to listen, and that's fine, too, so I'll mute the guests. Well, Mrs. Washington, would you go ahead and please introduce yourself to the world?
Sure. My name is Sharon Phillips. I'm a native Washingtonian, Washington, D.C. I moved to Maryland, and I am an entrepreneur, a professor, blogger, marketer, graphic designer, and mom and wife.
Listen to that. And I tell you, she's a good cook, too. Because last night she was cooking up a storm during our conversation. So as I said at the top of the hour, how honored I am to be with you. I just thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to invest in my vision and also the lives of my listeners. And
thanks for having me.
It is an honor. Talk about being effective, because you know there are lots of people who are busy and not effective. And I look at you and I said, how effective you are, an entrepreneur, a mother, a wife, a sister, a cousin, a community leader, a person who is impacting the lives of young people, and someone who sees it fit to go back to her alma mater and to make sure she invests in the students who are coming after her. I say congratulations on all of that.
Thank you.
And with that being said, we all have a story. And majority of the times, our story is what propels us. It is what fuel us to soar like eagles do. And there is no place to start other than at the beginning. And I want to tell you, tell us, what is your story? What has propelled you to where you are now? Let's talk about your humble beginnings, please.
Sure. My humble beginning starts back 20 years when I was in high school. And, well, when I graduated high school, I decided in my family, I was the second person to attend college. I completed about two semesters, and I got pregnant, and I decided that I wanted to work full-time despite my mother's dismay. And work full-time and have a family. It wasn't until maybe 8 years into motherhood and single motherhood, I might add, and working full-time that I met a wonderful supervisor by the name of Andrea Broadhurst, who encouraged me to go back to school. So she saw potential in me and suggested that I take a class at Trinity University. Well, she was definitely right, because after the third semester, I became a full-time student and full-time employee plus a single mom, and I had definitely a very helpful family and friends, stable community that helped me with that. So I graduated in 2003 with my Bachelor's of Arts in Communications with a double minor in Media Technology and Business Administration. And the summer of 03, I didn't know I was going to graduate school, but my mother for sure knew that I was going to be a professor, and I kept fighting it. So in May, I decided to go back to Trinity to get my graduate degree, and you usually complete that in 18 months, but I did it in 16 months.
Wonderful.
Because I was determined to get my graduate degree, and I graduated from Trinity with a master's of Masters of Arts in Communications in 05. And then my mentor asked me to come back to teach.
Beautiful.
And so that was the beginning of me starting to realize my potential.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
before then, I never thought that I would be here with a
mm-hmm.
business,
mm-hmm.
writing a blog, writing a book, publishing newsletters, and never imagined it at 1,000 years. If you asked me even a short 10 years ago, I would not know that I would be here. So
mm-hmm.
that's
mm-hmm.
where my humble beginnings started.
Yes, and amazing story, because there's so much of my story intertwining yours. But today it's not about me, but it just get my adrenaline pumping to know that, yes, there are others out there who knows that it is never too late, and never say never. So I know that there are so many people who can connect to what you are saying, because
mm-hmm.
rightfully so, that 10 years ago you didn't know that all of this was going to happen, because we are not in charge. We are just vessels through which the manifestation of the vision and purpose for what we were created flow and manifest through. And a lot of times we are blockers of that calling and that purpose, because we tend to be listening too much to what society says, and what the naysayers tell us, and what is not happening around us.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when we get so worried about all the things that is not happening that should be happening, it's because those things are tied into our purpose and calling, and we are supposed to be the ones who are fixing those things. So I am excited that you were obedient in getting all of that done. And I'll come back to you for your response to that. I want to welcome Web and Computer Guy. He's a regular to the show. I want to welcome guest 2488, 2496, 2518. And 2605 to the show. I thank you for stopping by. And don't forget to mark the show as favorite and follow us, and also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. So back to you, Mrs. Washington.
Yes, ma'am.
I was glad that you did not know what was happening, because you are really not in charge of you.
You are a
channel through which all this greatness that you were created for flows through. So, and what's your feeling? Does spirituality play any role in what you do?
Absolutely, absolutely. I definitely, and I instill this in my kids as well, I definitely owe my life to God and change, and we pray every day. Although I'm not an avid Sunday goer of church, I do definitely instill God into everything that I do. So I definitely owe all of that to Him.
Yes, and, you know, not going to church is not a bad thing, because we are the church.
Mm-hmm.
Although I go most Sundays, it's for the fellowship. However,
mm-hmm.
whether I go in the building or not, I'm still serving God. and serving his people. And this is what it is about. Society get bent out of shape because you're not a member of a particular place of worship. But yes, that is good, and the fellowship is good and all of that. But there are still a lot of work that needs to be done out there in the community. And as long as people can look on our lives and see that we are living a godly life. They don't know it's godly because they don't know God yet, but they know there is something that is different about what we do and how we do it. And they get into a conversation with us, and then they say, oh, that's what happened. Now I want some of what you have. And at that time, it is so easy and convenient for you to say, come go to church with me. Instead of telling them, oh, you're a sinner, you're going to go to hell and all of that. And that's another show for another time. Well, let us go into all the services that you offer now. And I tell you something, I look on your website and I said, she is so balanced and well-rounded and does everything she does well.
Thank you.
Let us talk about each thing that you do.
Okay. So I developed P3 Solutions in 06. I am the type, if you've been a client of mine, if you've been a friend, a family member, I am high energy. High energy all of the time. So I had to think of something, and I tell my students this in teaching, and of course, that people should be able to do everything that they want to do. And if you bundle services, there is definitely a market for everything that you want to do. So I love, my industry is marketing. I'm a marketer by trade and by profession. I love to design, so graphic designing was a hobby of mine, and event planning is also a hobby of mine. So what better way, because they all interrelate in some way, than to place all of that together. So P3 Solutions serve as a one-stop shop for everything. So I could plan the event, market the event, and design all the materials for you, and you wouldn't have to go anywhere. I deal with a few team members. I have just a couple of additions to the team this year. So I'm very excited about our growth. And even though it's been 6 years and I've been kind of doing it freelance, it's now kind of growing. I've added staff, and we're really, really excited. So P3 Solutions does a plethora of things. The marketing aspect is just that we help small, medium business entrepreneurs, sole proprietors, anyone who feels that they need to help to discuss how to better market their business. So via the Internet, via some people still use print. I take the time to do a consultation, and I'm offering a 30-second complimentary consultation for those who might be interested, those listeners who might be interested.
Did you say 30 seconds or 30 minutes?
30 minutes, I'm sorry.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So you could talk to me and tell me about your business, and I usually let the client give me their vision so that I can see their vision and help to convey it in a manner in which they would be profitable or successful.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Go ahead. The next service I offer is graphic design.
Oh, okay. No, all right. Hold on then.
Okay.
I noticed the passion of which you spoke of, a small business owner, entrepreneur, and everything. I want to ask you, you're a professor at a recognized college, yet you still have a passion and a desire and a commitment to entrepreneurs and small business people, and you yourself refer to your business as being an entrepreneur, why do you still feel that desire to commit to us as entrepreneurs?
Oh, absolutely. Well, because I've been there. I'm still there. I'm still kind of trudging up the path of a small business or a medium business, still feeling the angst and the growing pains and sometimes the setbacks that entrepreneurs go through. So I definitely have the commitment, passion, and understanding of what they're going through, which why I think and makes P3 ideal for other small businesses and medium businesses.
You know, I want to piggyback on something you mentioned about entrepreneurs bundling. And that is such a powerful thing. And I you said that, and I jotted down on my paper, and I said, that's what I need to start doing, bundling my services.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are a lot of us who are great at what we do, yet the marketing is lacking. And we don't think outside the box, and we don't expand what we think. So it is a good thing that whatever we're doing, we can bundle it to make sure our clients and our customers get the full advantage and benefit. I will be with you. I just need to take a little commercial break.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, so I look for your support over there. I want to welcome Erica Brown to the chat. Thank you for stopping by. And I ask the people in the chat room, just tweet your friends, your followers, and tell them to come over and join us in this conversation. And I'm checking the chat room back and forth. I'm still looking for someone to help me manage my chat room when I'm on. And so I'm looking for an empowered volunteer who is willing to help me, who believes in what I'm doing. And who knows? We start out as a volunteer. However, as we grow, things will change there, and you may no longer be a volunteer. So if you like what I do or you're passionate about it, right now we're only doing the show twice a week. I need your help. Also, for the people who are living in New York State, Putnam, Westchester County, Patterson, Carmel, and those places, as well as Connecticut, I need your help with the French Student Program. So give me a call at 860-355-9838 for more details. I really, really need your help. And now back to my honored guest, Mrs. Sharon Washington. Yes, so back to you. You talk about your bundling on the graphics. Now we're going to go into the graphic design aspect of what you do. But why did you see it fitting to have everything under one umbrella for your clients?
It's definitely much easier. I find that, especially with event planning and designing, that people need much more services with that. They're either designing for an event or to brand their image or things like that. So why not host all of these services in one place? So they only would have one company to deal with, one price, things like that. It's much easier for the entrepreneur, especially small and medium businesses.
Yeah, that is so brilliant, because it's also saved time on everyone's part. Because by the time you You leave the graphics to run to the this, to the that, to the that. 2 and 3 months lapse already, and the project is not off the ground. So that is brilliance in itself. And I'm excited. I know I'm not the only person who is excited to hear that. A lot of people who are listening will embrace that as well. I want to let the people in the chat room know if you have a question. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I'm getting somebody who is probably interested in helping me. And I write your phone number down, and I will be in touch with you later on. I'm sure you can hear me. Thank you. I made a note of that. What they say, we have not because we ask not, and I am glad that I ask. So I will be in touch with you. Thank you. All right. So I want the callers in the people in the chat room could know that they can call at any time, 646-915-8166. And I will check with the people on the phones to see if they have anything to say. I am coming back to caller. Your first three digits are 203. If you want to say something, you can say it. Now you're on live. If not, I know you're just listening. All right. I think my guest is listening. All right. So we were talking about how brilliant that was, and you went into talk about big graphic design. But you mentioned in your introduction that you also wrote a book, or are you writing a book?
I am currently writing a book. It's a manual about customer service, and it should be completed by the fall, so October. Be on the lookout. It's specifically for small business, medium businesses. It's a handbook about customer service. I'm not giving too many details out.
No. No, you don't need to. But I want to let you know, I hope you will honor us when it's ready and come back here to do the launch.
Absolutely.
All right. So we all got to get busy. We all need to get busy. All right. So now you gave a beautiful overview of all the services you have. Mm-hmm. Why do you think it is important for entrepreneurs to work with a professional in all the areas that you mentioned? Because later on, they'll have an opportunity to go to your site and see in details what you do. But there are a lot of entrepreneurs who don't even have a business card. Mm-hmm. And even sometimes when they have the business card, they have the one from that place there. I'm not going to call their name, that have their advertisement on the back. And I know it's $1.99, but I think it is so tacky.
Mm-hmm.
For some. Why do you think entrepreneurs need to consult with a professional in their marketing, your design, and advertising?
One thing I often tell potential clients is that investing in yourself is very important. It's how we choose to become consumers to other businesses. You very well wouldn't buy your food from someone from a store that didn't have a sign or that didn't keep the area organized and clean. This is how you want to represent yourself as a company. So it's very important for small and medium businesses to invest in themselves, because this is how they draw business to themselves. It's a hard competition out there. And so if you kind of one-up yourself by investing in your business, then you'll be ahead of the game.
That's right. And it's not that you want to pay a lot for what you're doing, but you want it to appear as if you pay
Absolutely.
A lot. And when you work with a professional, they know exactly how to elevate the quality of what they're giving you, because they know not only are they going to look good when you go out there, but it means that it's going to bring business in for them, because everybody wants to know, oh, they touch your card or your pamphlet and they feel it's so good. They say, wow, who did your cards for you or who did your material? So what you have just said makes a lot of sense. I want to let people know that the line is open, and I want for you to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. So I want for you to call in and speak to my honored guest, Sharon Washington, who is a professor, an entrepreneur, a mother, a wife, a friend, a community leader, and all the great things that you can think about. So this is your opportunity to pick her brains to find out how she balances what she's doing. So let us hear from you, 646-915-8166. So as an entrepreneur, a professor, a mother, a wife, all those handles, how mm-hmm. do you balance your life?
I'm the ultimate multitasker. Mm. I have calendars and schedules that I must adhere to. I have times when I do work. I have times when I attend to, I have a 17-year-old son who's about to enter his senior year in school, so it's time for scholarships and things like that. I make time to plan my lessons out, and I also make time socially, definitely for my husband. Mm-hmm. I used to be the type that would work a 23-hour day, mm-hmm. But you burn out very quickly that way. So one tip that I can give you, small, even though you're growing and you want to continue to progress, give yourself time to re-energize and recharge. So take a break, take a walk, listen to some music, but definitely recharge yourself before you work, and so that's all that I do, Dr. Daphne, is organize my time very wisely and stick to it.
And that's a great thing, because especially as women, we need to understand that if we are not experiencing overflow in our lives, we are not in a position to be giving back to
right.
anyone. We should not be giving from our full cup, because mm-hmm. this is what causes burnt out, and this is what causes a lot of stress in our lives. But mm-hmm. we should understand about keeping the cup extremely full so that it overflow, and you have enough overflow from which to serve all the people and all the different hats that we wear as entrepreneurs or as women. We need to understand what that is about, giving from the overflow. This way, they said you have your cake and you eat it.
Yeah.
You know, you are not stressed, you are not burnt out, because a lot of times, entrepreneurs think that we need to work from sunrise until we die, and really that is not so. We have to make time for all the other things around us so that we can enrich and enhance our lives.
Absolutely.
How does your family support you in the things that you are doing?
They embrace it. My husband is definitely a pusher of my ideas, and mm-hmm. he's always been. We've been together almost nine years, and
wonderful.
He's always been very, very supportive of whatever I wanted to do. And when I say that I can't, he says, figure a way to do it.
Exactly.
What's great about this is that my son is also interested in graphic design. So I'm hoping to create a legacy, and when he becomes not so busy or in the summertime, he can take some of my graphic design projects and work with them. So I'm teaching my kids, my daughter, my son, to be entrepreneurs.
Beautiful. And that's what it's all about, because other cultures and other ethnic groups pass on a legacy for their children. Mm-hmm. And we as a people need to understand how important that is, of creating the legacies for our children so that they can carry on. Even if they don't want to go in it themselves, they can manage it, because we develop an empire for them, not to hand it to them, however, to groom them to take it over. I go in certain businesses of certain cultural groups, and the babies are tiny, and they have them sitting on the counter while they ask you what they can do for you. So these kids are learning the business from they are tiny. So by the time they become teenagers, they already understand all the ins and outs of the businesses, and they can work in it and take it over. So I'm excited that your son has an interest in it. And it speaks volume, too, about the way you conduct business, because he realized how serious you are about what you're doing. So mm-hmm. you are really mentoring him as you go along. When you just started your business, what were some of the challenges that you encountered, if any?
One of my biggest challenges, and I try to, especially on my Facebook page, motivate everybody that I can, is myself. I kept mirroring or comparing my beginnings to others' beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
You have to focus totally on what you want to do and almost have tunnel vision in that you see what you want, see your goal, not compare yourself to others, because you would become depressed every time. People grow, progress at different levels at different times, and I had to understand that just because my friend had a graphic design business and now she has two satellite offices doesn't mean that it's not coming for me, and it most certainly not in the same amount of time. So the biggest challenge I had was comparing my growth to others.
And that is powerful there. And this is why I have a consistent message around authenticity and uniqueness. Because I go back to the example you just used as an illustration. It does not matter how many graphic designers out there. They are not you and they are not like you, because you have your own style. There is something that you authentically do that nobody else can do. And this is what we need to understand, that our authenticity comes from the core of our spirit of who we are. And that's what we need to focus and concentrate on, because once we start watching the Joneses and we see the height of their white picket fence and we think that we got to get a white picket fence, maybe your fence need to be purple. Mm-hmm. But because you're so busy watching what they are erecting, you miss that blessed color of purple that was meant to be for you. So you got to understand, no, you cannot focus on somebody else's calling and purpose. That does not mean, however, that you cannot be mentored and coached by others. But they are mentoring your uniqueness and your authenticity to help you to grow that thing more. So even if you did not get anything else out of this segment this morning, understand that you cannot compare yourself with others, because their vision and their calling is nothing in comparison to yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they say that the grass is greener on the other side? And there is one way to resolve all of that is to begin to fertilize your own and water it. And it is going to be as green as the one next door. So I like that. And that is something I'm so passionate about. And I can just go on and on and on. But this episode is not about me. So you saw the light that, hey, it's not about comparing myself with others. How long did it take you to come to that realization?
Several years into building my business. So as entrepreneurs, we all know that there are setbacks. Usually the setbacks are definitely inside. It's internal setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely have a great, great friend, Facebook friend, business associate, client base who supports me in everything I do entirely.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that about them, because when I'm feeling down on myself, they remind me that I motivate them. So
that is powerful.
It's definitely, I'm definitely fortunate to have those people in my corner telling me those things. I'm very fortunate.
And that's the beauty of social media. You know, a lot of people come on and they post the multi-level marketing stuff and that, and they don't even try to focus on building a relationship before they start promoting. And I'm thinking, let's get to know each other before you start posting your stuff on there, because it's not all about advertising. For me, I want to find out, how can I add value to each person that I meet? Because this is what I am about, adding value and making a difference in the lives of others. You spoke about the support you get from your Facebook community.
Mm-hmm.
What are some insights that you have to pass on to those who do not understand about how to utilize all those relationships that they have forged on their social media?
I just did a posting this morning about utilizing social media less for entertainment and more as a business aid.
Mm-hmm.
I have gotten, in the past 2 to 3 years, 75% of my clients and repeat clients from Facebook associates and referrals.
Well, you know I'm going to have to be talking with you.
Yeah.
We need to talk, because I am not scratching the surface of what I have on my radio, on my Twitter, and none. I need you. The world heard me ask you that I need you. And when you said no, the world is going to say, but she asked you on the air. There's no way you can say no.
You got it. I don't say that. You got it.
Yes, and this is what, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I think that social media is an intricate part of connecting, but not only that, showing diversity in your business. Because you not only, I am 38, I'm not ashamed, I will be 38, and I'm reaching people that are in a different generation higher, but also the young people as well. Because I'm not just mentoring the young people, they're also developing their businesses. So I have to reach them.
Mm-hmm.
So social media opens you up to so many groups of people. You just have to continue to market and figure out ways, because each group is different. Mm-hmm. One thing that is constant in my marketing efforts is customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Servicing the customer first is
mm-hmm.
my primary goal. I
mm-hmm.
tell my potential clients that from the beginning, I need you to be happy with
mm-hmm.
the product or services that I provide for you. And
mm-hmm.
so in order to do that, I properly go through the channels and discuss with them the process and things like that instead of hurriedly talking about pricing.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
A happy customer is a repeat customer. Okay.
That's right. You know, and I like what you say. A lot of people approach you to do business with you. And even
mm-hmm.
before you understand, I know for me, even before I understand what their needs are, they ask
mm-hmm.
me how much I charge. And I
mm-hmm.
say, for what? Because I said, until I know what your needs are, I cannot know how much it's going to cost you.
Exactly.
Because I have to know that I can deliver. Because although I am a coach, it doesn't mean I am the match for you. Because maybe
right.
your needs, I am not an expert in that area. I want to just take a commercial break. And when we come back, I want for you to talk about your network news.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
Okay, back to you, Mrs. Washington. Tell
yes.
the listeners about the network news.
Sure. I publish a monthly online newsletter entitled Networking News. It's free to subscribe. There's no spamming involved. I realize as a budding entrepreneur, there is not a venue where I can advertise my business for less than $1,000.
Mm.
So what small and medium business have that type of profit or revenue to be able to advertise to get more business? So I decided to create Networking News as a platform for professionals, not just small and business owners, but medium business owners, but professionals. So in Networking News, you'll find networking events. You'll find employment links, job opportunities, professional development opportunities, opportunities for training, and things like that.
And
so,
is that open to everyone, regardless of their demographic location?
Doesn't matter. It's across the United States. I have friends in California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas,
okay.
New York. So it's starting to grow. And depending on the region and the area and the location of my subscribers is what I put out there. So if I have somebody in Texas, I'm for sure to put some Texas information in there. So it's still
wonderful.
Growing. We're two
wonderful.
Years old. We're celebrating our two-year anniversary this month, July 1st.
Wonderful.
So I'm very excited. There's over 2,000 subscribers, and they're in various places, primarily in the Maryland, Virginia, D.C. area, but I do definitely post things in different regions, Chicago, California, Texas, Atlanta, Florida, and things like that.
All right. I hope the next time we're going to be here in Connecticut, because we got to get busy. Now,
in Connecticut. In Connecticut.
Oh. Now, if you are in the chat room, would you go ahead and type that link in the chat room
so that the people...
If you're not there, I guess we're going to have to get back. This is why you all see. This is why I need somebody to help me. But that's all right. Somebody just came forth, and I'm going to follow up with that person, and we just pray that it works out. So that was about the networking news. So you heard she gave you an idea of how much it costs to advertise. That means my bulletin board for $10 with the 20 words plus your link is a steal. So go there and support us as well. Now we are winding down. Where did the time go? And my plants are very happy today because it's raining in Connecticut where I am. So the things I just planted yesterday and the day before, they are just going to be so happy with the nice, good rainwater coming down on them. So it's raining here in Connecticut. I don't know what's happening where you are, but whatever is happening, it's a blessed day to be alive so that we can explain it and not complain. We know that each day is a beautiful day once we are above ground. So today where I am, it's going to be a gorgeous rainy morning. So I plan to enjoy it and to spend quality time investing in you, my listeners. So back to social media, because I think that is something that we need to understand about utilizing. If you could give us, Sharon, if you could give us a checklist that could help us to get our act in order about embracing and utilizing our social media contacts, what would that checklist look like?
Research. You can't do anything without research. Research is necessary. So determine what market you want to go after. And if the world is your market, break it down into regions or pieces or people so you can realistically attack it one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to tackle the world, but I took the market of D.C., Maryland, and Virginia because it's in my area and it's easier to manage, but have been now pushing out to other areas as I go along. So research is very important. Facebook has millions of groups and people and things that you should definitely be aware of. So secondly, after you research, you should research people who do things similar to you. Mm-hmm. What are they doing? What are they doing different? What do I need to be doing? What services am I offering that may be better? How can I capitalize on this? Don't be afraid to link up with those people. Some people they want to be mentors. Like myself, I don't mind talking to other graphic designers or designers because they do different things. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily create party flyers. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a corporate designer, graphic designer. But I may connect with somebody who does. And so if someone asks me to do a party flyer, I may pass that business along. So don't be afraid to connect with other people, willing other people. So those are two things that you could do to try to work your social networking. And I would cut the fat. So I mainly use my Facebook, Twitter accounts, LinkedIn, Skype for business. So we have a business presence. Your brand is you. So if I'm representing P3 Solutions, I need to be representing it 24 hours a day. So my Facebook, my personal pages should reflect that as well. And that is an opportunity to not only tell my friends, but to tell my new business associates or potential customers that I'm open for business, I'm professional, yet I'm still very fun and open and things like that.
That's right. That's right. You know, so we got to be important. We got to be cautious about what we put on there, on the Facebook. I remember, I think it was 2 years ago, I had placed a student with a family. And by the time I got home, the daughter of the family was on my voicemail crying because she had found her whole sister on Facebook and she did not like what she saw. And you know, in Europe, their culture and practices are so different from ours here. And, oh, she was crying. So I said, sweetheart, no problem. I'll come over. And she showed me, and I was not happy. So then I had to send an email to the corporation in France to tell them, to tell her parents to look on her Facebook, what's there. And I could have just switched her to another family and dropped it, but I said, no, as a leader who is interested in impacting the lives of young people, I must let her parents know that. And what you know, the parents weren't managing and they didn't know what she had up on the website. Well, that was cleaned up and she came here, and although her parents were not here, she came to me and apologized of the image that she portrayed, and which I think was good and spoke volume about her. So we got to watch out for each other. Even with the young people too, we need to just watch out. And I want to tell the people in the chat room, this is it. Time is winding down, Mrs. Washington. Only have less than 5 minutes remaining. She agreed to stay for the first hour. So listen, if you want to ask her a question, now is the time. You need to call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. If you are a customer of Mrs. Washington or a client or a student and you have something you want to say to her, now is the time for you to call in. Don't let her go and then you say, oh, I should have, could have called and I didn't. So everybody needs a pat on their back and some encouragement. So if you are out there and you know the benefit of what she does, please call in and let her say, let her hear you say that. All right, I'm going to ask you to just summarize our conversation this morning. What you want to leave the listeners understanding about being an entrepreneur. And also, please let them know how to get in touch with you. And I want to thank you for spending time with me this morning and for investing in my vision, calling, and purpose, and also that of my customers and clients and listeners. So please summarize and give us your contact information.
Sure, sure. Thank you for having me on here. I'm, again, Sharon Washington, P3 Solutions. I provide marketing, event planning, and graphic design services. I'm a budding entrepreneur like many of you out there. My suggestion to you guys is to keep at it despite the setbacks. I post, friend me on Facebook, Sharon Washington. You can connect with me on Twitter, NN Connects, Networking News Connects, or you could find me on Skype at Sharon P3. And we can talk about things. I can motivate you on when you have setbacks and you're feeling that it's not quite working. The economy doesn't lend to helping small businesses. However, small businesses and medium businesses are the backbone to this society. So we must have them and we must connect. So make sure you invest in your company, and I hope to hear from some of you soon.
Mm-hmm. So what, is there any, like maybe 2 or 3 points out of our conversation you want to leave them with?
Yes, yeah. So make sure you invest. I encourage you to invest in your company, most definitely, definitely. And to know that other entrepreneurs, myself mainly, although you may feel like you're in a crunch, I want to encourage you to keep moving, having that passion towards your goals.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, again, it was an honor for me to have you on this morning and just to learn so much more about what you do. And you spoke about being 38. You are a baby. You are a baby. You have only just begun. There are so many more lives that you have to touch. So don't even begin to talk about age and all of that stuff. Because, I mean, hey, age has nothing to do with it. We are
Absolutely.
Just getting ready. I'm almost twice your age, and I'm telling you, I'm just getting ready because I know God wants me to create legacy. It was an honor to have you on. I thank you so much for investing time this morning, and I look forward to the possibility of working with you on different things. So keep doing God's work, my sister. And keep turning over the rocks and just exposing that good humor soil that's underneath it in the lives of many people.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Daphne. I will look forward to working with you soon.
Thank you, and I will be talking with you soon.
Thank you.
So, again, I want to thank Erica Brownie for just putting the information in there for Sharon's website,
P-Solution,
and everything. Oh, thank you so much for doing that. And, that's the reason why we need assistance. And you see when you keep the things lively. So I want to thank you for that. And now, the people in the chat room, the line is open. If you want to call in and to just give some feedback about what you have gathered from the conversation with Mrs. Sharon Washington this morning, if you have learned anything from there, I want for you to just call in 646-915-8166. If there's something she has said that has stirred something inside of you for you to go on, I want you to call in and let us just talk about that a little. And for the rest of the time, I want to just speak a little bit about, speak on the topic of patience. I must tell you, my listeners, this morning I woke up with such a burdensome spirit and heart. And I just felt so heavy, so burdened, and I did my journal. I did my prayers, then I did my journal entry, and I was still feeling so heavy. And I called a friend of mine, and we prayed together before I got on the show here this morning. And as I was walking downstairs to go to my computer to start the show, the Spirit revealed to me that the enemy is just so upset with the progress that I'm making in the different areas of my life. And I I remember growing up as a child, and my mother always tells me that if you live a life that you don't have any struggles or challenges, she said, you can rest assured that you are not doing the things that God wants you to do. And listen, my parents were farmers. They weren't professors or anybody like that. They weren't teachers. They weren't professionals in any way. They didn't have any college education or anything. But that thing she said to me when I was a child, now I'm 60 plus, and I can call on it this morning to say that, Mama had told me that, and then I could turn that burdensome feeling around and understand that I am on to something good. I am on to something great that can help to change my life. So, with that being said, I want to just present to you some material I have here that I had done on my TV show a couple of years ago. And this first topic is dealing with patience. And I'm going to just read verbatim as to how I have it here on the papers. And I'll take calls from you, 646-915-8166, as we progress through this remaining portion of the show. Patience. As the past week unfolded, I found myself in a very interesting position. I found that my walk with God was being challenged in a very subtle way. For lack of a better word, for lack of a better way to put it, my ability to practice what I preach was being tested. My patience, my ability to let go of control and trust God to work His perfect plan in my life was being put to the challenge. It was not just one or two major tests, but a few subtle little ones in a variety of different areas as well. As I deal with these, I kept taking them to the Lord in prayer. And as I'm sure you can guess, the little tests were very easy to leave in His hands. The major tests, well, those were a different story. I found myself struggling with feelings of anxiousness, impatience, frustration, discouragement, as well as, in a few circumstances, faltering and taking action to try to help Him give me clarity. Patience, it seemed to be something that I was back to struggling with, and a battle in my mind and with my thoughts that was starting to drain my energy. So, after turning to the Lord and asking Him to teach me more about patience, the Lord sat me down and sent me to His Word. These are the highlights of what I walked away with on that day. Hebrews 10 and verse 36. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive His promise. Endurance is the key to receive the promise we have received from God. Because endurance is what we allow us to see God's will through the end. So what is endurance? It is our ability to not take our eyes off God's will, it is evidence of our faith. It is waiting patiently and maintaining the perseverance to stand strong without faltering, as the Lord ministered to me, I realize that there will be times where God's will is for me to wait on His timing, not mine, in order for His promises to be fulfilled. This is such an affirmation to when Mrs. Washington had said that she did not know 10 years ago what she was going to be doing today. And this is such an affirmation of that. You know, we need to demonstrate patience without being procrastinators. That during these times, I needed to remain patient, that I need to wait peaceful for His timing. And when I feel my patience being tested, I need to stand strong and not take my eyes off God's will and promises for me. In James 1, verses 2 through 4, and this was taken from the New Living Translation, "For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." Isn't that the truth? You know, we got to be careful what we ask for, because we ask that we want patience, and how can we get patience? This was such a revelation for me to be careful of what you pray for, because when we pray for patience and we pray for tolerance, the things that will help us to flex our patience muscles or our tolerance muscles are the things that we are going to be hit with. So be careful what you ask for, because it is going to be hitting the metal. It is. We got to put into practice these things that will help us to develop the muscles that we are asking for. And that was such a revelation for me, and it was so real in my life, and I said, oh, I got to go in and do a teaching on that. So I did that on my TV show. These tests and attacks on your thoughts, on my thoughts that I was facing, were allowing me to test the true depth of my faith in God, of my ability to let go and trust Him completely. I began to realize that my ability to be patient, endured, and wait for God's will be carried out according to His perfect plan, and evidence of the amount of faith that I have in God's ability to fulfill the promises He has made for me. Ladies and gentlemen, it can be a struggle. It definitely can be. And you just have to take it one step at a time without sitting down and becoming stagnant. Know that when you are being patient, there are certain things that you got to do in that time that will see you through. For me, it's my journaling constantly and praying. And there were lots of times when I got out of prayer and I would pick the problem back up that I took to Him So I come now to understand the value of patience. That when I face impatience, frustration, discouragement, and so on, I have an opportunity to exercise my endurance. If I can learn to stand strong in my faith during these trials, then I am growing my level of endurance and gaining the strength, the ability to see God's will through to the end and receive the promises He has given me in their perfect and complete form, needing nothing more. Ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we already have inside of us everything that we need to live a successful, empowered life. However, we are not doing so because we are out of line with the calling and the purpose that we are supposed to be spending our energy on. And rightfully so, because we keep comparing ourselves with others, as you heard Mrs. Washington mention about. And we have to understand about our authenticity and our uniqueness. And when we couple it with all this revelation that I got that week, then we are going to be on the right path. In James 5 and verse 7, it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmers who patiently wait for the rain in the fall and in the spring. They eagerly look for the valuable harvest to ripen." As I read this scripture, I began to focus on the farmer. He is waiting for the rain in the fall and the spring. He is not waiting for one season to pass in order to harvest, but instead he is waiting for three seasons to pass, fall, winter, and spring, in order to receive the fruits of the harvest. Yet he is eagerly looking for that right time to harvest. As I look at this, I realize that there is the time where waiting on the Lord will take me through several seasons. Yet, with patience and endurance, I can eagerly wait for the day that the Lord gives the green light to harvest and blessings and are wrapped up within His promise. As I end this with you, each of us learn lessons each day as we wake up. We know that we were created for greatness. However, there are lots of times when there are people who exit this world without realizing that greatness that they were created for. So as I end this presentation, I want to encourage you to never take your eyes off of God and His will. You can take it off religion, but not off God. Because I'm here to tell you, He is faithful, and He does what He promises He will do. It is in His time, not in our time. However, so long as you stay the course, don't give up in midstream. It's a race. When you're in the swimming pool, you do the full lap. You are not giving up halfway in the middle of the pool. And it's the same thing for your life. Don't give up in the middle. Remember that there will be times where you will face trials and times you will have to wait through those seasons. Be patient, endure, and wait for God's will to be carried out according to his perfect plan, so that you can see God's will through the end and receive the promises he has given you in their perfect and complete form, needing nothing. Yes, I want for you to call in, and we want to just take a commercial break here. And I want to remind you that you can call in 646-915-8166.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right. Yes, so we're going to go back. We have still some time remaining, so I'm going to continue with this teaching. This is something which I have done on my radio, my TV show a few years back. And I'm sharing it with you this morning because I didn't have a second guest today. And I want to remind anyone in the chat room, if you want to call in, I want to welcome guests 4428, 4427, 3159, 2849 to the chat. And Computer Web Guy, thank you for hanging out with us for the duration of the show. So I want to remind you that you can call in at any time and just add to what I am saying here. The number is 646-915-8166. And now I'm going to switch gears, and I'm going to go on to the topic of leadership. Leadership, 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 leadership. I oftentimes get into the conversation with different individuals, and they say, oh, I am not a leader because I do not have a title. Well, I think a title is something different from being a leader. You don't need a title to be a leader. Each day as we get up and we walk through the front door of our homes to go outside, where we will encounter others who are not our relatives, or even in our homes when we have children, know that we are demonstrating an act of leadership. I know during this last week, I had many opportunities to just think about the many ways that I am taking the role of a leader. I do that in the relationships that I'm focusing on investing in. I do that in my place of worship. I do that in the community. Just in casual conversation with someone on the phone might see it fit to share something with me, and I would have to take a leadership role in answering that question. Leadership, as we all know, is about relationships. It is about developing a bond of trust and respect with those we are leading and or being led by or under. For a leader having individuals they trust and respect is key, because this allows them to have the freedom to delegate tasks and responsibilities, knowing that they will be accomplished, and being free to focus on those things only they can work on at that particular time. It is key to understand, to demonstrate a spirit of delegating. There are a lot of leaders who think that if a thing is to be done, it needs to be done by them, and only them can do it. So we need to know that it is not accurate. Unless you allow people to grow themselves. So you got to mentor people, have them develop their leadership role so they can be your successors one of these days, so you can move on to big and greater and better things. Because as leaders, we have to identify the other leaders that are in our gathering or our team or our group, and know when it is time to pass that baton onto them and to move into the other phase of your life. Because when you linger there and you wait there, you are preventing the growth of others in the group. So wake up and know when to move on. Don't sit there and become stagnant, and you are getting in the way of other people's growth. Know when it's time to exit. It's just like I was listening, I think it was Jewel Daniels' show last night, and they had someone on there from the Entrepreneurial Center. And one of the things that I heard the Browns mention is about entrepreneurs not creating an exit plan to get out of the business. And they mentioned that one of the ways to make sure that that plan comes about is to, as you work and do your business, is that you put something aside that will help you to exit gracefully and to exit with something in your hand. And it's the same thing with leaders. When you build the people that you're working with, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen. There's a certain organization that I had worked with in Connecticut years ago, back in the 90s. And there came a time when my season there was up, and I exited with pride and dignity and move on to other things. And to date, that two of the programs that I founded while I was with that organization is still flourishing. And I asked the question, what if as a leader I did not develop the people? If I had not done that, I would have not been doing justice to those people. I want to welcome guests 5020 and 5043 to the chat. And I'm here, I'm teaching on leadership. Our guest, Mrs. Sharon Washington, was on in the first hour. We had beautiful conversation, and I ask that you can check the archive out. And if you are in the room and you're a customer, a client, or you know anything about the work that Sharon does, I want for you to call in and just share that, so you can kind of give a verbal testimonial about who she is and what she's doing in her area and her community. The number is 646-915-8166. Now, as I began to think about the fact that he is my ultimate leader, speaking of God, I started to ask what kind of a worker I was being presented to him. What kind of a job am I doing? Was I a follower who respected him? Who was trustworthy in his eyes? I started to think about the things he asked of me. You know, tithing, spending time in the Word daily, seek first the glory of his kingdom, be a light to the lost, spread his word to the ends of the world, and on and on and on and on. Each time in our lives, we need to step back and evaluate. You know how they say you can't see the picture if you're in the frame. So there comes a time in our life as leaders where we got to step out of the frame so we can view the picture and look on the people that we are leading. Are you continuously telling what needs to be done? Or as a leader, you gather information from the team and think about what we can do with all of this pertinent, amazing ideas. People, I have found out that people become more committed to a project when they have a feeling that they own the project. And how can they own the project if they have no control over what is happening and they don't feel as if they are part of it? This is why a lot of times people are on their jobs and they are just thinking about when is Friday coming for their paycheck or whichever day they get paid, because they are just turning up for the paycheck. No, if you are that person that I have just mentioned, I want you to look into your life and know that you were created for a purpose. But before you can begin to live that great purpose that you were created for, before you can really blossom into that great leader that you were called to be, you got to begin to do your best where you are. Give your best, because until you begin to give your best in service to that call and that task that you are now responsible, you are going to be delayed right where you are, and you are not going to be moving on. So I want to encourage you, do a self-assessment of where you are, what kind of a legacy you want to leave behind, what do you want to be said about the work you did on this earth when you are no longer here. In addition to this, I thought about in 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, which tells us to cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. As I thought about this, I realized that an overwhelming majority of times that I have struggled in my business, and even when I used to work a job, has been because there is something that is keeping me preoccupied and not allowing me to focus. And this is why I can sit here and I can share with you different aspects of my life, different stories of my life, because I'm a work in progress. I am a work in progress. And this is why I got to just keep plunging in, keep doing what I am called to do without being sidetracked. And I tell you something, each and every day, my email box gets so flooded of different people who are sending this opportunity and that opportunity and the other opportunity and the other opportunity. And everybody is telling you how you can get rich in very small amount of time. And you got to be discerning into all these things to know what you're going to get caught up to. Because I tell you, you can spend a lot of time each day just going through those things that everybody's telling you that is working for them. So as leaders, you got to know when to take action and when to move ahead. Yes, I want to remind you that you can call in at any time, 646-915-8166. And if you're in the chat room, I want you to, if you have a question, write it. I am coming back and forth from the studio to the chat room, and I want to hear from you guys. 646-915-8166. Yes, I know that this is something that has happened in my walk with the Lord. There have been times that I have allowed things to preoccupy my mind and keep me distracted from Him. As the importance of these things, He has delegated to me a sit-in. I realize the importance of casting my cares totally upon Him. By doing that, it allows me to have the freedom from worry, concerns, stress, and would normally prevent me from carrying out my responsibilities to the Lord. He is giving us the opportunity, the ability to focus solely on our purpose for Him. You know, my guest in the first episode mentioned about several years into doing her business, she realized that it was not important to compare herself to others because nobody was doing the type of work that she was doing, the way she was doing it. Because even though we may have the same job title and all of that, we got to understand that we are unique in all the things that we are doing. And as we begin to step up into our leadership role, know that there were no leaders before you like you, and there will none after you. There will be none after you like you. So you are a leader in this time now. Lead with your best ability and potential. Impact and empower your people only the way that you can. Because you have a special gift and a special blessing to pass on to them. As stated above, a leader needs individuals they can trust and respect in order to delegate responsibilities, in order to be free to focus on the things only they can do at that particular time. I really began to realize that my leader, my confidant and friend, is the Lord. He has delegated me to certain responsibilities even before I came into this world. He had gave me responsibility of certain skills and talents that he wanted me to come here on earth and make a difference in the lives of his sons and daughters. And it is amazing when we sit back, we become patient, and we just begin to go over. It is like replaying and repeating a CD or a track, because we are going back in our lives and we are assessing all these different things that are taking place in our lives. We understand the importance to do our best in the role that we are at that particular time, because we don't know when that particular role is going to be up. I want to welcome guests 60, 23, 59, 91, 59, 60, 59, 100, 58, 93, 57, 73, and 31, 59. I want to encourage you to follow the show, sign up to be a friend, and you can check the archive out for the first segment, where you will hear the amazing conversation that took place with myself and Sharon Washington out of the Maryland area. We had an amazing segment, which I know you will be blessed to hear. So I ask that you check it out on the archive, and I ask that you share it with others. And if you have any remark or comments that you want to say about Sharon, I want for you to call 646-915-8166 and just share what your experiences have been for her. Again, the number is 646-915-8166.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, and I want to remind you to please check that out. There are a lot of amazing things that we are getting ready to roll out, and we want to give first dibs to the listeners and supporters of my shows, both my TV show and my radio show. And if you are outside of Connecticut, well, even some towns in Connecticut, and you are not getting the A New Day, A New Day TV show in your city or town, please contact me, because I'm looking for different towns to put the show in. It is just the TV show, A New Day, and it deals with the education, information, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and other people. It helps people to understand how they can embrace their adversities and to convert them into advantages. So I would love to have my show in your area. So contact me and let me tell you how we can do this and what it takes for you to sponsor the show. I can just go ahead and let you know that there are no financial obligation to you, that there are just certain things that you need to do in order to sponsor the show. So I would love to hear from you. Again, I mentioned at the top of the hour about me looking for host families for July the 10th through the 30th, and August the 2nd through the 22nd for French teenagers who are coming to our state to learn about the American culture and to improve their English. I tell you, this, ladies and gentlemen, could be your ticket into going overseas. There are so many of the people who have been participating over the years who have gone to France and who are heading there this summer. So if that is something you want to learn more about, I ask that you get in contact with me and you let me give you more information about that, how you can participate in that. Yes, so again, for those who want to call 646-915-8166. All right. Let us talk a little bit about discipline. You know, I admire entrepreneurs who can work from home. I tell you, it is a challenge for me. I am really a work in progress. On the days that I decide I'm staying home to work, I get distracted by different things. My cats, the garden, the phone, everything distracts me. And there are people out there who have that down to a T. They know when to take breaks. They know when to take lunchtime. And they just have everything flowing. If you are out there and you are listening to me, or if you're in the chat room, I want you to tell us, what are some of the practices that keeps you disciplined in your business, especially if you are working from home? So the number is 646-915-8166. If you are a business that works out of your home and you have that down pat where you're really not struggling with doing your business and you have discipline all set up, I want you to call me, 646-915-8166, and share with us some of the disciplines that you are practicing while you do your business. And I want to just play a song for you. While we do that, while I wait on you to call, I'm going to play part of this song here. It is by Bethany Schmid, and it is Pieces. So we're going to play some of that. So just call us in and tell us about what it is that keeps you disciplined. Yes, that's Bethany Schmidt. I had her on my show a couple months ago, and I just fell in love with her music, and she told me I can use it on the show when I so desire. An amazing and talented artist. I ask that you go back on the show archive and look for that. She was on a Sunday evening, so just go on there and just listen to her story, and I know that she will impart to you something that you will be able to help you to get your struggles over. And I'm asking anyone that has any practices that they are using to stay disciplined as an entrepreneur to make sure you get everything that you are supposed to get out of your 8 hours, something that is really keeping you where you are supposed to be. Call us at 646-915-8166 or type it in the chat room. The people in the chat room, they're not saying much. They're just listening today. But I want to hear from you what is working for you so that you can encourage other listeners. I mentioned about being distracted myself when I decide to work from home. So one of the things that I am doing is to just focus. I have a plan for that day when I am home, and I number them in order of priority, what needs to be first and so on. And I do my best to stay away from answering to the house phone. Now, I only have pets at home. I don't have a spouse, and my son doesn't live home anymore. But I have one cat, Toby. And Toby is the ultimate child. As I sit in front of the computer, Toby gets the idea that he needs to come into my right on my chest to cuddle up. And if I'm on Skype speaking with somebody or everything, he thinks that, oh, now she's sharing my time with somebody else and I need to touch the keyboard. So he would touch the keyboard. And sometimes the people would say, oh, what was that sound? And I said, it's my cat. And he does that until I give him a few minutes of my time to just cuddle up with him and just show him some love. And oftentimes he wiggles out of my arms and go on his merry way. But not until I give him that attention that he needs. And I know for me it's my pet, and for others it might be your children or your spouse. And I just want to know, how do you keep a balance between that and what you need to do? I know there's another lady I visited on Sunday, and she said to me, every time you come, I'm working in the garden. Last time you came, I was preparing the soil. Now I'm still preparing soil and planting things. So what do you do to keep you stay true to that task that you need to do? So let me hear from you. The time is winding down. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And tell us, what are some of the things that you are doing to keep you stay focused and disciplined on the time that you are devoting to your business? I remember when I used to be a Mary Kay consultant, and even as a Mary Kay director, we had that little pink pad with the beautiful pink rose on it. And on that pad, we would create our 10 most important things list that would help us to stay on track of the things that we need to do. Now I think things get more sophisticated and people have their planners on their day timer, on their smartphone. There's still some of us who we are old school, and we keep a hard planner visible. And plus, because I'm so visible, I'm so visual, excuse me, I like to have that thing where I can highlight and I can mark on that. So I pray that you got something out of today's episode, and that you will share the link on. Again, our focus here is to educate, inspire, and empower all of the people that we come in contact with, and to help you connect to your authentic core and to be able to live an empowered, full life. I look forward for you to join us again on Sunday evening, when we will deal with a live segment. I think we will have a speaker on about what rectal cancer has taught her in her life. So again, this is Dynamic Daphne saying thank you so much for joining me today. And I pray that there's one thing that Mrs. Washington or I have passed on to you that will help you to take advantage of the destiny God had called you for.
I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. can almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. Then I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and pray.